Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Anand Rathi Wealth Limited Q2 and H1 FY2025-26 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Feroze Azeez, Joint CEO and Anand Rathi Wealth Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Feroze.
Thank you so much, Swapnali. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for joining the earnings conference call for the quarter and half-year ended 30th September 2025. Today on the call, we have with us Group CFO, Mr. Jugal Mantri, Product and Research Head, Mr. Chethan Shenoy, our CFO, Mr. Rajesh Bhutara, and Head of Investor Relations, Mr. Vishal Sanghavi. I'm very pleased to share that we have delivered the 16th quarter of consistent and market-agnostic performance despite the challenging environment, with Nifty declining about 3-4% during both the quarter and the full year. I want to take a moment to highlight the remarkable journey. When we launched our IPO around 4 years ago, our AUM was about 30,200 crores, and in just about 4 years, we have added more than double that amount, reaching to a total AUM of 91,568 crores at the end of September 2025. During the quarter FY26, equity mutual fund net flows increased by 101% year-on-year to 2,062 crores as compared to 2025 last year, same quarter, when the sentiment was significantly better last year than this year. So it makes us believe that buying when the sentiment is bad creates a lot of value for our clients, and that numerically seems to be established in this quarter. H1 FY26, our market share in equity mutual funds net flows stood at 2.33% in the category three of AMFI's publishing numbers. So, of course, quite a few people were skeptical about penetration and market share when it comes to because of direct as a competitor during our IPO and subsequently over a four-year period. But if you see, our market share has gone up from 0.16% in FY20 to 2.33% of the net flows in India has come in active funds through us. During the quarter two FY26, total net flows increased by 28% to 3,002 crores as compared to 2,336 crores. So the overall net flow was also reasonably healthy. Hence, H1 FY26, total net flow rose by 20% to 6,826 crores compared to 5,700 crores last year, same period of half-year. In our flagship private wealth business, during the last 12 months, we have added about 1,800-plus families on a net basis, bringing our total number of clients to 12,781. And client attrition numbers have been in terms of AUM lost remain low at a second decimal of  0.09% for the quarter one FY26 and 0.18% for FY26, the full half-year, reaffirming the trust our clients place in our uncomplicated client-centric approach. Digital wealth business, which is a B2B2C business, registered an AUM growth of 21% YOY and reached 2,211 crores, and the number of clients increased by 20% to 6,570. The OFA business, which is our SaaS platform, has 6,790 subscribers with platform assets of about 1.59 lakh crores as of 30th September 2025. Now I request Jugalji to give business highlights for the quarter which went by. After him, I will give highlights of the financial performance. Jugalji, all to you, the floor.
Thank you so much, Ferozebhai. Good afternoon, friends. Let me take you all through Q2 FY26 consolidated financial performance first. Our consolidated total revenue for the Q2 FY26 stood at rupees 307 crores compared to rupees 250 crores in Q2 FY25, registering a healthy 23% year-on-year growth. Our profit after tax stood at rupees 99.89 crores, registering a 31% year-on-year growth compared to rupees 76 crores in Q2 FY25. Profit after tax margin for Q2 FY26 was at 32.5%, which has improved from 30.6% for Q2 FY25. Now, I will take you all through H1 of FY26 financial results. During first half of financial year 2026, our consolidated total revenue grew by 19% year-on-year to rupees 591 crores from rupees 495 crores for H1 financial year 25. Profit after tax increased by 29% year-on-year to rupees 194 crores from rupees 150 crores for H1 FY25. Profit after tax margin was 32.8% for H1 FY26, improved from 30.2% for H1 FY25. In the first half of FY26, the company has already crossed 50% mark and achieved 50.3% of its full year revenue guidance of rupees 1,175 crores. And 52% of PAT guidance of rupees 375 crores. We have reported strong return on equity or ROE of 45.5% on annualized basis for H1 financial year 26. Continuing our policy of rewarding shareholders, the board of directors have declared 120% interim dividend translating to rupees 6 per equity share. Now I request hereby Swapnali to open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, Swapnali.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akash Shah from AJ Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, am I audible?
Yes sir.
Hello?
Yes, Akash sir, we can hear you.
So just one question from my side, sir. Actually, our RM attrition has increased, but we have still managed to retain most of the AUM part. But typically what I have seen in this industry is when RMs moves out, they tend to take a larger portion of their client AUM. So I want to understand what we are doing differently or what client retention controls do we have in place that help us minimize the risk of AUM loss?
Akash, RM attrition in our company is reasonably low. Like I had told you last time around on the call, I don't know whether you were there, we had some cultural issues with a few people in the locations. So we had to let go of two and the other two left themselves. So these four attrition pieces which you see in this H1 are largely from one location. That's point one. And point two, when an RM leaves, basically what happens is there is a certain motivation of the RM to leave. But the client centricity, if I exhibit that the client is better off here, because we try and deliver a risk-adjusted return of 4 to 6% Jensen's alpha. There are very few companies in the country who have a Jensen's alpha published on the overall AUM. Now, for example, if you want to calculate the Jensen's alpha of Anand Rathi Wealth, we are now listed. This is our 16th quarter. You can get to know the mark-to-market gain which I've had every quarter. You can calculate that nifty mark-to-market and find out the risk, which is beta, in the public domain. You can find out what is the total profit we have made in public domain, mark to market for the last three and a half years. So if you look at Jensen's Alpha, so what am I trying to get to is, if I told a client, if the RM is leaving and if you want to move with him, what is the Jensen's Alpha of the other company which he is joining? And that Jensen's Alpha is not there. So it becomes easier to retain a client. Of course, RM has the strongest relationships and it should always be like that. It should not be technology led. But yeah, we've been able to retain about 79% of the four people so far of the assets they had. That's why you see an attrition number, client attrition number in 0.18 or 0.17.
All right, sir. Okay, sir. Understood. Just one last question, sir. I mean, our AUM guidance of 1 lakh crore. So, is it still intact or are we trying, I mean, can we increasing the guidance?
No, we will not increase the guidance because AUMs are us on a specific date. If 31st March of FY26 is not so good, then the AUM could be this way or that way. So we will retain the guidance of 1 lakh crore. It's an aspiration number. We are at 91,568. We will keep that as 1 lakh. We always like to undercommit, overdeliver. In that same theme or the belief, we would like to retain it like that. Especially an AUM number, you would not want to up it, because it's very difficult for any of us to predict what 31st March of 2026 will be like.
Mm-hmm.
Does it answer, Akash?
What? Yeah. And what assumptions are baked in for market performance versus organic inflows?
It was 1 lakh crore. It was an aspirational number. We started last year, we were at 75,000. We are at 568 crores. We assume 10% market growth generally. But the net flows have been very good. And that's why it's been good. So we assume 9 to 10% market growth generally when we project beginning of the year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhavin Pandey from MK Investment Managers Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, team. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on wonderful set of numbers and consistency is worthy. What do you think, once our AUM sort of crosses 1 lakh crore, 2 lakh crore, the base effect would come in when we look at growth. So how do we look at growth, once the base effect comes in? Secondly, perspective on flows from the existing families and new client additions. Have we seen the mix change where, new families are contributing more? And third, what's the overall outlook on the markets, given the way we have seen a lot of consumption boosts coming about?
Great. What was your first question, Bhavin bhai? Sorry, I missed the first one.
Data set coming in, right? Now we are almost at 1 lakh crore. Maybe 2 years down the line, we will be at 2 lakh crore. So how do we look at the growth numbers, that 25% growth that we were kind of looking at? But it is coming about very quickly, with 28-30% growth on a YOY basis. So the second leg of growth, would it be slightly lower, or would we still maintain the 25% kind of a growth number?
Thank you for the question, Bhavin bhai. Now I got the question. First is the base effect. You're absolutely right. We have been waiting for a critical mass. For whatever right or wrong, we had assessed that the critical mass in mutual fund AUM, for example, is 50,000 crores. Of regular AUM, so out of which 47,000 crores was mutual funds for us. So critical mass at a total level, like you said, close to 90,000, 1 lakh crore is one. But in individual, there are very few wealth management outfits which have been able to reach 50,000 crores of AUM in their distribution assets. So we always thought that was critical mass. Once you get to critical mass, you're collecting a certain kind of client. See, what is different about Anand Rathi is we don't take everybody who has short-term, long-term mindset, greedy mindset. We filter our clients very, very clearly that we'll be able to 13 to 15% with a beta of 0.6 with Nifty. If you are very aspirational, you please go the full circle. You realize that it is 14-15% compounded over 10-15 years. Very good. So point is absolutely right. Critical. This business is all about critical mass. Because HNIs love to go with larger outfits. That's why quite a few wealth management outfits inflate their AUM. so that they can create a very good pull from a client standpoint. So people count my assets in theirs by taking an advisory agreement of 4 lakh rupees. They're counting 200 crores. So point is, yes, critical mass is important. This business is all about mass and time. So will we increase the rate of growth? I don't think so, because with the base being larger, the quantum of rupee value is higher, but percentages may not increase, because 1 lakh pe 25,000 crore hota hai, 25% ki growth. So will we be able to sustain that growth? The answer is a big yes. Will it be easier to sustain that growth? The answer is a big yes after reaching critical mass. Will you be able to attract more like-minded clients? The answer is yes. But will we up our guidance of growth numbers? No. We are only working day and night to increase the chance of growth rather than the growth itself. If I have given, as or my boss, Mr. Rawal, who is also my professional guru, has given a guidance that 20-25% ki growth hum 10-15-20 saal karenge. So we are only looking at how do we enhance the chance that this statement becomes more and more credible with 30, 50, 100 results. It's just 16 so far. So no upping the percentage, upping the probability. That's what it will do. Second, new families and fresh clients. Both have seen some reasonable numbers. How much is it? 65 is existing currently and 35 is new. Why is it 65-35? It could also be 50-50, but we are very relaxed when we attract a client. We don't tell him, tum 5 crore doge to main karunga tumhari wealth management. We say 1 crore de do. We will, if we do our bit, then there's no reason why you will not give me a large portion. So only thing we filter is whether he's got $1 million plus to give us if he so chose to. We let him start with 1 crore. So the ratio is 65-35 because we don't put a gun on the head to start big. We think that if we deserve, we will get it. HNI is a smart community, is the hypothesis. That's the split, 2/3 and 1/3. And and I think getting references, people are now taking pride. That's the critical mass. Our clients are taking pride to say that we deal with them. And they're referring their friends and their confidence has come up on us. So that's why first time we ever touched 200 client acquisitions in a single month in September.
Okay, that was really helpful. And your outlook on the market, given the way we are seeing consumption boost and government initiatives on the same?
Yes, I didn't dodge that question. We personally think that when it comes to market, we try and answer simpler questions, whether in the next 3 years will Nifty give more than median return. Median return of Nifty is 11.12. Median return, mean return is 13.514. We expect in the next 3 years, Nifty will deliver, there's 90% chance of a greater than median return on Nifty, one. Second question we ask ourselves is, what are the odds that there could be a catastrophic fall? The probability of a catastrophic fall is near zero because we believe that everybody is light on the market. Margin funding books are light. FII's short positions are 92%. FII's net flow over the last 4.5 years after COVID is zero. DIIs are sitting on inflows. 29,513 crores has come into September SIP. So mutual fund wale bolte hain ki bhai main bechunga to kharidunga kya? Of course, a lot of mutual fund analysts would be on this call. So point I'm trying to make is DII is loaded with money, FII is already sold, FII in future market is negative, margin funding books of top 5 brokers are not at the peak. So catastrophic falls are unlikely even if US tried their best for our markets to fall. That's why resilience is there. So lowest negligible probability of a catastrophic fall, what do I mean by a catastrophic fall, is more than 15% fall. And the median return probability is upwards of 90. So our and with that kind of an assumption, can I deliver 13 to 15% for my client with 0.6 beta? That's my proposition on the objective of numerical delivery.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you for your great wishes, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Arun Gopal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, Arun sir, you're audible.
Yeah. I really appreciate Anand Rathi's statistical approach to the market, which is so uncertain. So that statistical approach gives a lot of confidence as an investor and as well as a client of them. I've got three questions basically. One is, we wanted to know the revenue stream and the product mix between the revenue stream between mutual funds and structured products.
Yes, sir.
And the second question is, now a lot of emphasis has been placed on structured products which have with the market competitors, which sounds logical because Plan B is now right time to be activated because the markets are powering around. So I wanted your view on that. And the third one is, where do you and your team see Anand Rathi in the next 5 years?
Thank you, Arun sir, for your question. MF and SP revenue stream, we had guided that we will get to 50-50 over a period of time. And we are working extensively for a revenue stream to be balanced. SP 50 and the others 50. Have we gotten there? May not be. We might be at how much, Vishali? 43-44?
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 43-44 kind of range we are. We are trying to get to 50-50. So that's what long term it will be, is the prayer and our effort. And to do that, what gives credibility to the statement? You would see a 2.33% market share in net flow for the first half year. And we have lakhs and lakhs of IFAs in India. We have NDs, national distributors, banks, all of them have brought in a net flow of 97.5, for example, and Anand Rathi, 382 RMs, 386 now, have brought in 2.33% of net flow in active equity mutual funds. That's called carry.
Okay.
So that tells you whether we'll get to 50-50 or at least are we attempting to do 50-50 and an earnest attempt is being made. That's point one. Second, market, should I put money in the market or SP? We generally don't tilt ourselves either way. Like my portfolio is 65% equity mutual fund, 35% structures. Wherever there's a gap, if I got a bonus, if Rathiji felt generous and he gave me a bonus, I would split it 65-35 or whatever is the gap in my proportions of the strategic allocation. If we do that mechanically without getting biased on the recent performance, quite a few of our clients sometimes get carried away. When the markets do very well, they're averse to structured products. When the markets are bad, they're averse to equity mutual funds. But we try and guide them mathematically. That's why you see 2,065 crores has come in equity in the last quarter. So it makes me feel happy that the market niche hai, to hum clients ko samjha pa rahe ki sir abhi khareedna hai. माना खरीदने का मन नहीं करेगा, दिल कहेगा बिल्कुल नहीं करना है, दिमाग कहना चाहिए कि खरीदो. So we try and not gravitate towards either. Do we plan B? Do we very strongly recommend? The answer is yes. People say, why do you recommend? Quite a few competitors say structured product, yeah, vested interest. Okay, समझ में नहीं आता. But if you look at 1059 structured products which have matured from December 2020, have given the maximum possible return they could have given. So we use all Monte Carlo simulator, all our understanding of derivative to design a product which is not the most attractive to see, but more than probabilities they estimate. So for the last 5 years almost, all products which have matured, which is 1059, which is almost one every working day, the same kind of products of course, all of them have given the maximum possible return because there's a lot of technical expertise which the product team brings. So that's the market and SP, Nifty, mutual fund and SP split. What do we see ARWL in 5 years from now? From an Anand Rathi shareholder standpoint, we plan for September 2030's revenue. Like yesterday we were discussing, September 2030 revenue, how much of that is done for me? If I have to grow my business in next 5 years at 20%, I need 236 crores revenue in September 30. If I grow my business revenue at 25%, I need 289 crores. How does that break up between trail and structure products, which will mature 5 years from now? You would see that there's an implied 18-19% growth, which we plan for 5 years from now. So that's from a shareholder standpoint, revenue of September 2030, kaise hogi? Because structure products mature at double the money, and there's a rollover option, so that's on the revenue side. Now comes to from a client side, we have a target of making 1,25,000 crores of mark-to-market gain for our clients. If I have 91,000 crores, if I grow money at 14-15%, I can get a mark-to-market gain for my clients of 90,000 crores on the current assets. If I collect 1,300 crores, 1,400 crores every month, then I end up collecting almost 90,000 crores again over the next 5 years. That also can give me a mark-to-market at 14-15% of 40,000 crores. So our aspiration for the client is कैसे हम सवा लाख करोड़ का profit बना के clientों को risk सीमित रख के दे पाएं अगले 5 सालों में. Arun sir, does that answer?
Yeah, that does answer my first and the third question very clearly. But I just wanted you to throw some more light on structured product, because a lot of this, lot of the new clients who are coming in, onboarding onto the structured product, they look with a lot of skepticism into the product. It's probably they don't understand the way it works, or they find it as a hidden agenda. So sometimes when if it can be explored a little more, structured product as a safer product, plan B on your investment horizon, how it works out. That would be a little helpful for all the other people who are sitting on the fence and then trying to see which way they go.
Yeah. Gopal sir, a structured product is nothing but a bond. A bond which does not fix your return. It gives you a variable return depending on the underlying, which in this case is Nifty. Right? So what risk do you carry? Nifty risk, market risk is most explicit in this product. If Nifty delivered this, this is what you will get. So 5 years later, you have to turn on TV and see, for example, what is Nifty? What is the liability of the product towards you? The second risk is how is the money kept? The promise is one thing, promisor is the next. If the promisor is alive, is when he will fulfill the promise. How is the money which Anand Rathi Global Finance has deployed? You will see 63% of that money is in investments. In demand account. So that I'm sure my colleagues will take you through if you've had that discussion. Secondly, of course, people, competitors have always been predicting our default for the last 13 years. But if you look at how the money has been deployed, you will realize that an NBFC, if managed and very, very carefully and without any greed on NIM, can have very, very good credit risk management, and that's what we are proud of. And if you look at the scores of the NBFCs which we filter, there are about 9,500 NBFCs. So we do bottom up, try and have these three filters on all the NBFCs, and we have currently been able to approve only two of them. One is Anand Rathi Global Finance and another external investor. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Gopal sir, sorry, my memory doesn't serve me right. Vishalji, who is our investor relationship head, prompted me that we did a three-part series for everyone to understand threadbare. You can always get it from Vishalji. And that's a very exhaustive. We are planning to do more series if people want to understand. Second decimal.
Definitely. I'd love to get the series. Thank you very much.
So, how does he get the mail ID of yours?
We'll put it up on the website once the trademark registration.
Yes, it will be put on our website, Arun sir.
Very good. Okay, thank you very much. I'll pick it up from the website.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And
thank you. The next question is from the line of Jyotishree from Capita. Please go ahead.
Hi, congratulations first of all, sir. I think my question was earlier asked. I think throughout the years, the biggest strength or one of the biggest strengths has always been the attrition rate. And if my observation has been right, it is going down the line as well. How do you plan about working on this and working towards this?
Jyoti?
Jyotish, that's correct.
Jyotish, if you look at attrition, of course, there will be some attrition here or there. But when we look at our revenue, like I told you, how we plan the revenue of 2030 September, because all our structured products have a rollover. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, okay, it means that the revenue, if I have done X amount of structured product sale in September 2025, give or take September 2030, the same thing will mature with a certain 14-15% return, which means let's assume 15 for the moment, for argument's sake. Then if I collect 100 crores this year, September, 5 years later, there's 200 crores to mature. Right? It is very, it's lesser effort for a person to roll that over for the next 5 years and not exercise the put option. So my revenue streams, if at a company level, are reasonably stable because we have a trail revenue. For an RM also, it isn't like we were doing some math for one of the RMs whom we internally called Singham. Okay. So his trail revenue is 19 lakhs. 19 lakhs in the next 5 years, if his AUM doubles, then he has 38 lakhs of revenue in September 2030. His structured product sale for last month was 4 crores. So he, if that matures, is 8 crores. He has 8 more crores to mature then. So his total revenue for September 2030, 80% is done sitting today. So will an RM has, either the company has to ill-treat an RM, or somebody who's got private equity money wants to throw 4 times the salary and then later pressurize him, he can leave. But most sensible people will automatically look at getting a trail income and putting their business on autopilot. So these attrition numbers which you see are not going to last. There are some differences we have on a cultural side. I don't want to spell out the specific reason of letting go of 2 people and their friends, 2 more people letting gone. On the call, I had highlighted last time as well. So you can expect some attrition where there are cultural misfits, but not an exodus, is my belief so far.
Thank you so much. Once again, congrats to the entire team on this.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyam from Trinidra Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is that our if you look at our yield to assets, they are much, much better than, you know, everyone on the street, and primarily that is because of our key strength of being in structured products. My question is that, you know, as our AUM increases to, you know, 5 years down the line or 7 years down the line to say 3 lakh crores or 4 lakh crores, obviously I'm expecting that, you know, structured products would be 1.5 lakh crores at that time. My question, sir, is that in this product, we are essentially not taking a market risk. We are taking some credit risk. And as this category grows, is there enough good credit available, A? And B, do you think that the yield on structured products will remain the same, or will it come down as we keep growing? Thank you.
Yes. So I missed your name. I'm so sorry.
Priyam Shah.
Priyam Saab, fun is when you call yield is always per annum, right? So if I look at yield, both mutual fund gives me 1.09% post GST. For the 1,000 products which matured in structured products, if I calculate as per market value in the same method how mutual fund get calculated, my yield is somewhere between 1.15 and 1.17. So yield wise both are identical. Recognition wise they could be different. One. Second, if structured product becomes a 1 lakh crore, 1.5 lakh crore, is there enough good credit? Anand Rathi Global Finance, our confidence there is 99.99% because of the kind of management and their liquidity of the balance sheet. Do I have so many NBFCs who are ready to manage it in a way, liquid way, the way Anand Rathi Global Finance manages? The answer is no. There are so many NBFCs who want to take money in structured product, but I don't feel like lending them. Jisko paisa dene ka man karta hai, usko lena nahi hai. Right? Jisko nahi dena hai, wo bolta hai ki yaar, I'll give you structured product returns. Why 14% of Anand Rathi? I'll give you 17%, 18% with the same product specs. So, but is this business scalable to 1 lakh crore, 1.5 lakh crore? You can believe it or not. My judgment, yes. Very, very easily. Now, why so is a separate story. Most of the things which somebody will just see as an output would not have credibility. But yeah, that's how it is. So, but yeah, 1.5 lakh, 2 lakh crore, 2.5 lakh crore, this industry can grow very easily. So that's my judgment.
Sure. And so just a follow-up question. Are we focused on all of our areas, but going ahead, do you think that we'll be more focused on the equity part, or will it just be as it is right now? Or any new products on the angle?
So it will only be focused. Our focus is single-minded. Obsession, I will call it. Client's objective. That's my obsession as a company. Everyone who is there says that, let's assume if the client wants to deliver 14% return with 0.7 beta, which is the simplest way to achieve it. If equity mutual funds can't do it, I'll replace them with PMSs. If PMSs can't do it, I'll replace it with AIF. But the focus is client's objective. That's about it. And if you are able to deliver for the client, if our hypothesis is the client is smart, he will give me a lot more penetration capability into his wallet and his client's reference. So we keep checking on whether I'm missing out or not missing out. So what I can do is everything what wealth management companies, other companies do, I can do because nobody stops me doing an AIF. But can other wealth management outfits survive on only two product lines? Difficult. So the converse is not true. I can do whatever which helps my odds of achieving a certain object. So that's the focus.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Might seem very idealistic, but yeah, that's our object.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Shah from SRE PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello, Firoz, everybody in the team. Big hi. So thanks once more for this stupendous performance. Really need to congratulate each one of you at Anandrati. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
My thoughts is around this. You know, I think, Firoz, we have worked out how we scale up employees in the organization. We have got a process in the organization that is really commendable. Similar applies to even clients as well in terms of acquisition, etc. One point I want to make to you is in terms of our structured products. Now, yes, there was a three-part series, you know, Vishal and his team, they nicely explained everything. The AUM that we have in structured products, as I see from the presentation, is 27%. Of our AUM is in structured products, roughly about 24,700. So let's round it off to 25,000 crores. So we are really diversified, whether in terms of dependency on one employee or one client. We are totally, you know, insulated from any vagaries on that front. But in terms of the structured products, our concentration risk is high in terms of, you know, the Anand Rathi Global Financials. Just highlighting. So if we can look at diversifying, and I made some three different options where the diversification can happen, and in due course of time, all the senior management, including Chetan and all, can take a call. But just wanted to share the names, you know, in terms of NBFCs, we have all these guys, Bajaj Finance, Tata Capital, Muthoot Finance, Shriram, HDB. They're all established. That's one category of NBFCs which can be approached, explain this thing, and eventually this relationship can be developed so that we diversify from AR Financials, Global Finance. The second set is the global bankers like Citi's and HSBC or JP Morgan, etc. And the third is the broking community which are now listed. So the likes of Motilal Oswal, Edelweiss, IIFL, Kotak and Nuvama. I believe in the past we have had such a structured product thing with Nuvama and Edelweiss. So just wanted to share how we can minimize this so-called risk in maybe my mind, investors' mind, or the longevity point of view. That was the thought which I wanted to share with you, Firoz. So would like to hear from you, please.
Super. Thank you, Sunil sir. Your suggestions are always very valuable. I think the three-part series was also your suggestion, if I remember right. I'm very, very grateful to you. Absolutely, your concern is well noted. Is diversification on the cards? The answer is a big yes. Have we approved one more just now again? Nuvama, like you mentioned. Since you mentioned, I'm mentioning. They are again there on the platform. Then coming to which direction of diversification which you suggested, the problem with one is, Kalpesh, are you there?
He
is hearing. So Kalpesh, who did the three-part series, will tell you how we look at evaluating from the 9,000. Our first criteria is at least half the money should be invested rather than lent. Are you with me, Sunil sir? Because when you have derivative positions, you need to have extensive margin always at all points in time. If the margin is 10 rupees, 20 rupees, you should have 50 rupees out of your total money collected. So that's one. Now, of course, these big names which you said, they are very, very good names. If they started showing structured products, I would be the first one to actually approve them. The problem is structured product, any company which can borrow at 8%, 7% without doing too much, would not want to do all this mehnat to borrow at the same rate. Right? Okay. That's my only challenge. Jisko main paise dena chahta hun, wo lena nahi chahta. Bolta, yaar, main seedhe le lunga. right? I'll do a mutual fund placement straight. Why will I take 500 crores from you or 300 crores every month for the next 20 months? So that's one challenge. Okay, so if Sunil sir, if you suggest, I'll do another one-part series or a two-part series, Kalpesh, which says how do you evaluate, what are the 3-4 filters which we use?
Mm-hmm.
How do we use Z-score to evaluate? Actually, we had approved two of them. Both of them went through trouble much before we exited. Right? Because that's because of Kalpesh Koradia, who heads this division, has been heading this division for 13 years now. And so his assessment of credit risk helped us get out of two other issuers well before they went into trouble. And I'm not going to name them, but though one of them was called AAA, unfortunately.
Okay.
Right? But we will do this one-part series, and we are looking at diversification. Point noted, sir. You will hear some more news from us.
Sure, sure. Thanks. Thanks so much for all the efforts, and please continue scaling higher. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir. Aap prarthna karte rahiye. Amen.
Sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mahek from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just two questions. So if I look at the net inflows, the equity MF inflows as a portion of the overall inflows constitutes around 70% roughly for Q2 FY26 as compared to 52% for the earlier quarter, that is Q1 FY26. So could you give any particular reason for that? And secondly, if I look at your finance expenses, that have increased sequentially by around 21%. So what could be the reason for that? These are my two questions.
Firstly, what number you said, great, you've noticed that. I'm glad that you did. This just proves to, or at least adds credibility to Sunil sir's statement saying that you're process driven when it comes to clients. You're process driven in terms of people growth. Now that's the data which you have set. When the markets are down, let's assume one of my client has 100 rupees with me. If he gets 20 more rupees, if I have to divide this 65-35, 13 rupees needs to go into mutual funds and 7 rupees needs to go into structure products. When the market is down, the gap in mutual fund becomes larger because the other portion, 100 rupees, 65-35, when the market is down, his 65 has become 60. Structure has not fallen. So where is the gap more? The gap is in mutual funds. Right? So when you allocate money as per a process rather than a top of mind recall, it's easier to sell a structure product last quarter. Because mutual fund last 1 year kuch performance nahi diya. Client bolta ye kya kharidwa raha hai. But if you go as per the gap sheet of where the gap has emerged, when the markets are down, you will buy more mutual fund. And last year, same quarter, markets were up. If you remember, on 26th of September 2024, Nifty was at 26,270, which was the peak. Okay, peak it established in the last quarter, same year. That time I had 52% going into mutual funds because the mark to market was higher. Was I able to articulate what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I got it.
दिल के बदले दिमाग से एलोकेशन करते हैं दिल के हिसाब से आपको स्ट्रक्चर खरीदना था लास्ट क्वार्टर बट दिमाग के हिसाब से म्यूचुअल फंड खरीदना था
गॉट इट सर एंड सेकेंडली ऑन
यस सर गो अहेड
यस आई वाज टेलिंग सेकेंडली ऑन दैट फाइनेंस एक्सपेंस रिलेटेड
जी फाइनेंस मिस्टर महक what happens that wherever as and when the lease rentals get renewed, so like this year there were larger number of lease rental got renewed, and as per Ind AS 116, part of the lease rental has to be booked under finance charges, and that is why the largely like whatever finance charges which has been booked around 2.5 crore rupees in the first half is on account of the renewal of the lease rentals. And I think we have taken some car loans of about 10 crore rupees last year, 20 crore rupees. So there is an increase of the cost on that car loan also on account of that. So that is the reason finance charges have gone up.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for your inputs and all the rest. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shrenik Mehta from Indo Ads Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Firoz. Congratulations once again for fantastic results. My question was a little more on the longevity front. The way the company has performed in the last few years, do you see this performance without any new platforms to be created to continue in the next 2 to 3 years as well? And primarily focusing on, you know, how you're delivering on deep PAT growth and also very high ROE. Do you see this in the same manner going forward?
Yes, Shrenik, one is, of course, God only will, the time will unfold. But our attempt is to keep the ROE high. We've also seen that you've given a 6 rupee interim dividend on an increased number of shares. Second, from a predictability standpoint, we believe that the four engines, we believe, of course, so many externally may not be able to believe, but there are four cylinders to this growth, Shrenik sir. One is if I deliver very good performance to the client, risk adjusted, of course, not just return, then my revenues go up automatically. That's called the implied growth. There is an implied growth. Client ke 10% bante hain, toh meri agle saal ki revenue ke 10% toh badi gaye. Ab usme client attrition has to be second decimal or at least one decimal, if not second decimal. Then you have the implied growth. Then you have your existing RMs who can manage 6,000 clients extra, more than what we have today. So no plant, new plant and machinery, we have more number of clients. So RMs also do well, they get more clients and they feel more satisfied when the other family clients refer. That's the second thing, capacity utilization. Third is penetration. Most of our clients, since we don't push them, so these three cylinders plus the new RMs, we already know who are our next 100 RMs. Of course, our AM attrition has been high. We're trying to address that. But since we don't do lateral hires, my cost of a new RM building his life is immense patience and very low cost. You would see that lateral hires are not even 8-10% of our total last 100 RMs. That means that mujhe kahin se main kisi ko bahut paise deke leke aata hu, fir us pe pressure dalta hu, yaar tere paise client kyun nahi aaye, right? So all these four legs of growth, new RMs, existing RMs, new clients, existing clients or monies which are outside, and the client growth put together, in our firm belief, is for long periods of time, 20 to 25. But with the base going up, would I say that if the last 16 quarters, our median growth is 33. Mean is how much?
Yeah.
Mean is also 33. This quarter is 31. Can these 30s normalize to in the 20-25 range as the values become bigger or the base? The answer is yes.
Okay. So that's, you don't think there is any need for new drivers like international markets or any other diversification that is really required to sustain this kind of growth?
So one is, I think our RMs, we don't give them targets, right? So they dream well. They dream well. They don't have a geographical restriction. So can today an RM is actually acquiring a client in Abu Dhabi who's been referred sitting here in India? The answer is yes. So coming back to what all do we need to do to sustain this, there are several things. Does it mean that I have to start other businesses for that? May or may not be. Are we doing more on the GIFT City side? We took an approval yesterday from the board. That would be there in a minute. Are we doing domestically for NRI, investing in structured products? Are we doing something? The answer is yes. We are trying to solve the PIFIC issue with USNRIs? The answer is yes. Have we applied for Bahrain license representative? Yes. UK license? Yes. Do I see these as ideas to protect growth? No. I see them as the right things to do. What we see as protection of growth is to reinvest in some 4-5 things. We are reinvesting in technology. You will see that we are doing a beta test of an app called Uncomplicated by ARWL. Trying to make technology our strength, investing in HR, investing in operations, These things we will do. So will we sustain the margin of 46% PBT? That's not the intent. We'll reinvest back to ensure that the probability of the 20-25% keeps increasing with each passing day. So that's the strategy. So do we need more things? Yes. But are we worried about the 20-25? No. Do we have to strengthen several verticals? Rakesh says, sabko strengthen karo. Right? Rather than just try and say, let's do new stuff. Does it answer, sir? That's
thank you for
right or wrong? That's what we discussed in our office.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prayesh Jain from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats on a good set of numbers. So just on this, the distribution of an actual products part, which is largely the structured products, is there a seasonality? Because generally we look at Q3 and Q4, run rate in terms of revenues is lower than Q2 and Q1, but we've seen it in FY24 as well as FY25. Now, is there a seasonality the way it kind of works in this segment?
So you're saying Q1 and Q2 is higher, Q3 and Q4 is lower.
Yes. And that we've seen in FY24 as well as FY25.
No, there's no seasonality. What happens is there could be, now for example, an RM is given the freedom to plan his business. One. Okay, so it could be different energy levels in the first half and the second half, marginally. But second is, like quite a few analysts were worrying and making me worried, saying that teri maturities nahi aayengi do saal tak, August tak. So the seasonality, if there was any, was when we moved after COVID in August 2020, we learned that we did one mistake. That if you make a three-year product, and then at the end, if he doesn't get the return, he was provisioning a great return, but then he got back capital. I can say, sir, you got back capital during the peak of COVID. Isn't that good enough? You could have bought Nifty at 7,500. But that still doesn't suffice. So we moved from 3-year to 5-year in August 20, which implied that my maturities from August 23 to August 25 were dried up because we have moved to 5 years. So that was one of the seasonalities. That was because we took the right call of moving from 3 to 5 years. And that was actually very good. Otherwise, I would have had some maturities where there wouldn't be so much gain for the client as of now. So that's the only seasonality I can think of. And fortunately, unlike most people's prediction that my mutual fund market share will go down because I don't do Sasta Sundar Tikau, and my structure product will also be very difficult to do, but that August 25 ka Shani period is over.
Right, right. And so generally, you know, you've been kind of delivering stellar returns on even this portfolio, right? The structured portfolio. The structured products portfolio, and why is it that you kind of want to grow this business at a slower, relatively slower pace versus mutual funds?
Not at relatively slower pace, sir. If I look at 65-35, which is the allocation, you will come to, so that now we're not growing at a slower pace. Now, I think one of our questions, kisi ne pucha tha, unhone kaha 27% hai, Sunil sir nahi bola. 27% is in mutual fund, is in structure products. So when I allocate money, if the client has chosen 25% in structure products, 10 in debt and 65 in equity, which is a 14% expected return with a beta of about 0.5 or 13% expected return with a beta of 0.5, I will go with the proportions chosen. So I'm not trying to doctor my product allocation as per the revenue I need or my belief in a product. I'm again marrying it back to my client's objective. There are several clients we said we will not take your money if he says, ye 2 crore structure product mein le lo. He said, we are not interested in selling a product. You don't tell me the full assets, it becomes difficult for me to address even 10% of it. So, coming back to the question, I'm not either trying to grow one leg or another leg. I'm putting in a lot of effort to bring more money in equity mutual funds when the market is down, which implies the market bounce back karegi, main client nikal nahi rahe. Now you see September number in industry, ironical, and I feel sad as an industry participant. The net flow in September is 30,000 crores total. एंड एस आई पी इज 29,500, मतलब पूरे एच एन आई इंडिया के मिला के 500 करोड़ डाले इक्विटी म्यूचुअल एक्टिव. Isn't that, that is the month where you would buy. The average of Nifty is 24,700. Right? People buy what, people sell what is, what people buy. That's exactly the opposite you have to do. Clients will always be attracted with their heart because it hurts them to see no return for 1 year when gold has become 55%. So you have to counsel them and say, sir, please don't have recency bias. That's the biggest pitfall of investing. So I'm not saying I will sell more mutual funds. I will sell more mutual funds at the right time because I am plugging in gaps rather than selling what sells. Trying to. Let me correct myself. Trying my best to. Am I succeeding everywhere? The answer is a big no. Am I 5 on 10? The answer is yes. Will we improve? God knows. But will we try? Yes.
Right. Sir, this question, another question is on Global, your Anand Rathi Global Finance Limited. The gross NPA in that books on FY24 was 2.15%, while it kind of improved significantly to 0.61%. I don't know whether this is a platform to be asked that question, what drove that improvement. Any thoughts or any color that would be helpful?
Anand Rathi Global Finance is the one of the best credits I have seen in my professional career. I have been into a structured product from June 2006, where Reliance on their PMS platform issued a Merrill product. From there on, if there is any credit, which you, well, of course, this is a microscopic question saying that aapki NPA kaise ho gai, it is the meticulous management encompassed in a adjusted Z score. You can calculate how by the Altman Z score, Altman 1964 mein, Edward Altman ne ek score banaya tha, I'm sure all of the learned people here would have known. And that's a very good predictor of default risk. And they've improved every single time. That's how meticulously it's managed. So of course, there is a lot of lending also given to Anand Rathi Wealth Limited clients, which is against mutual funds. So 3 to 4,000, 5,000 crores is lent to our own clients against mutual funds. Okay, which I, to my mind, is like the most safest lending. So if you, of course, Jugalji will be the best one to answer. Sorry, why am I taking it away from? Jugal sir, who do you want to take this question?
No, we have been maintaining the GNPA and net NPA under 1%. And the number 2.6%, I think what he is referring, that pertains to post-COVID, it was 22-23, not in 24, it was 2.6%. It was about 1.26%, which has come down to 0.6% in financial year 2025. But anyway, if you need any clarification or exact number, you can get in touch with Vishal, he will share with you the data. The only good thing which we have been doing in NBFC is that philosophically, whatever balance sheet breakup which is there, about 60%, 65% which we have in government securities and AAA bond, and the lending which we have done, one of the major principles which we follow is we don't take any undue risk, and all our portfolio is secured portfolio. We are not doing any unsecured lending over there. And the business we are in is not the lending, it is the collection business. The whole focus is on that, and that is what ensures that our net NPA is one of the best in the industry at 0.4%.
Got that. Last question from my side. Any guidance on how should we look about costs going ahead into FY27, 26 full year and FY27? In terms of employee cost and overhead. So basically looking at how the margins should kind of pan out.
Yes, the margins, the one kharcha we love is the employee cost. Okay, right. Employee, it's like we call it the meetha kharcha, because if it's getting credited into individuals' bank accounts. So that is a very formula-driven thingy. Okay, and that formula has not changed for the last 18 and a half years now. So that is a very static cost. When people who are not in the bonus category get into bonus category, there is some degree of operational efficiency possible there. Mm-hmm. Second is, we have always kept a benchmark. Rakesh sir says, 40 se niche PBT nahi honi chahiye, 30 se niche PBT 30 se niche nahi honi chahiye, aur 40 se niche PBT 40 se niche and PAT 30 se niche. This is the number which we internally want to keep it sacrosanct? The answer is yes. So till that time, we like to reinvest. But can you expect a margin of 32%-33% on PAT for the next couple of years? Yes. But 30% is what is my mandate. Otherwise, Rakesh sir, well, on behind him.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Feroze Azeez for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you so much, everyone. I'm sure you're tired hearing my voice, but yeah, I am again there to give you a conclusive remark. I'm so grateful to you to patiently listen to us, patiently trust us over the last 16 quarters. I pray that this Diwali season 2082 somewhat is the best for you so far, and may you have a great week ahead. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to reach Mr. Vishal Sanghi, our investor relationships head, our Rajesh Bhutraji, who's been our CFO for several years. Happy Diwali in advance to all of you. Thank you, Jugal sir, to join in. And thank you, Chetan, Vishalji, and Rajeshji to be a part of this call. And thank you, Madam Kanante. Swapnali, Madam. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Anand Rathi Wealth Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.